A special meeting marking the 15th anniversary of the Chemical Weapons Convention took place at the United Nations on Monday. The Chemical Weapons Convention is an arms control agreement which outlaws the production, stockpiling, and use of chemical weapons. 188 countries have subscribed to the Chemical Weapons Convention. That 3/4 of the world's declared chemical weapons stockpiles have been eliminated, said Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, is a remarkable achievement. Now that the goal of total elimination is within reach, it's time to build on the convention's achievements and prevent the re-emergence and proliferation of chemical weapons.
I urge the 8 states that are not yet party to the convention to join without delay. These 8 states are Angola, the Democratic People's Republic of Korea, the Arab Republic of Egypt, Israel, Myanmar, Somalia, South Sudan, and the Syrian Arab Republic.
The Secretary General is particularly concerned about the possible use of chemical weapons by Syria. Earlier this year, he said it would be reprehensible if anybody in Syria is contemplating the use of such weapons of mass destruction. He expressed his concerns in writing to President Bashar al-Assad and reiterated them at the meeting on Monday.
I once again emphasize the fundamental responsibility of the Syrian government to ensure the safety and security of any such stockpiles. The use of such weapons would be an outrageous crime with dire consequences.
Meanwhile, the Chemical Weapons Convention has proven its value and shown that disarmament is not a utopian ideal, remarked Ahmed Uzumku, Director General of the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons. OPCW, as it's called, is the international organization that verifies adherence to the convention. The Director General emphasized that the countless victims of chemical weapons across the world, soldiers and civilians alike, should not be forgotten. He referred to locations such as Sardasht, Iran, where it's alleged that a large percentage of the population still suffers from a 1987 mustard gas attack.
The carnage of Ypres and the atrocities of Halabja and Sardasht stand as permanent reminders of a tragic era. These memories drive our determination to prevent such tragedies from ever happening again.
Mr. Uzumku said, ensuring the success of the convention is our collective responsibility. Jerry Adams, United Nations.